The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Wow, what a month it is. February is Black History Month, and we are also, according to the Chinese calendar year, we are celebrating the Year of the Dog. Hey, if you're listening, Rosie, Happy New Year. Our little dog, Rosie, is at home. We put the radio on when we leave. And, you know, it's really interesting. Over Facebook, people have been asking, when you leave your dog, do you talk to them and say, we'll be back home? Well, we do that all the time with Rosie. But she says this is her year, the Year of the Dog. Well, I have two special guests with me this morning. Joining me in the studio is Faith Ross, one of the founding members of the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development and a distinguished member of the Sonoma County Human Rights Commission. She will be talking about Black History Month and the exhibit at the Petaluma Historic Library and Museum in Petaluma. Also joining me is one of Sonoma County's longtime women activist, Gloria Robinson, a longtime member of the community and one of the founders of the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development and former secretary and co-founder of the NAACP here in our county. Wow, what a group we have today. Well, I'm going to bring really quickly in on the phone. I have Nancy Wang with me. Nancy is one of the organizers of the Chinese New Year celebration happening on February 18th at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa, and we are celebrating the Year of the Dog. And Nancy is also a working member, and I know she works tirelessly for this group, the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. Welcome, Nancy. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elaine, to have me on the air. I really appreciate it. Let me say happy the Blacks History Month, then also happy President's Birthday, also the year, the Dog Chinese New Year. We're going to kick off, it's Thursday, the 16th, February 16th, it's the start of the Year of the Dog.
Can you talk a little bit, what does it mean, the Year of the Dog? I mean, it's really interesting. When I put the program on for Women's Spaces, I put a picture of our dog, Rosie. Can you tell us a little bit, what is the Year of the Dog? What does that mean?
Yeah, this Year the Dog, in a way, do have a different. I looked through, in the last year, we were, you know, we're still in the Year the Rooster. Was they say it was the fire rooster. That was absolutely right. I mean, we had so many, you know, I don't even want to talk about. No, let's start a brand new year.
Right, the year of the dog. Yes. I mean, it's been, I'll tell you, the rooster made a lot of noise this year.
I know.
Let's put it that way.
You know, the dog basis is a really deep senses, you know, of the duty and the authority, you know, the dog, also extremely honest, really honest.
And very, always, very loyal.
That's loyal, and always do their best in their relationship with the people. That's the Year of the Dog. And also, I just learned one thing. They say if you're born the Year of the Dog, and you're really good with the leader in the industry and field. So this is a new thing. So I just learned that too. But anyway, this is going to be really good, the Year of the Dog.
Well, it's very interesting. I'm going to be a great grandmother.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're going to be born in the Year of the Dog. I mean, that's just amazing. Well, I know you're having a big celebration, and I have Faith Ross and Gloria Robinson here in the studio with me, and they're all excited about hearing about the event that's happening on February 18th, and Ken and I hope to be there. So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, we are really sharing our traditional culture. That's the main things we're doing this every year. You know, our member, and we really put a lot of effort to put this event. You know, we have we door open at 5 o'clock, and we chattering and gathering, and we have some display table, and we have the bar there too, because we're the nonprofit, so we allowed to get a 1-day ABC license. Then also we have a beautiful with the costume people, we're greeting everybody you come to the door. Then 6 o'clock we started serving a dinner, and after the dinner we have a wonderful exciting program. First we're going to start our 250 feet long dragon.
Oh, I know. We were there last year, and it is just
wonderful.
Then we
got another two small dragon, medium and small. That's, you know, it's going to be fantastic thing. Then after the dragon, we have all the cultural program. This year, we're adding the Chinese, the instrument, all the cultural dances, all brand new, haven't seen at the community yet, all the new costume, and then, of course, we have a raffle and silent auction going on, and on. I think we should be finished by 8:30, 9 o'clock each year. And also the lion dance. We're going to be finished with our stomach, the lion dance. You know, dragon and lion is different. You know, dragon, it's long dragon with so many people, and the lion, just two people in the one costume. Head and tail, they're dancing there.
Well, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm a dragon.
Oh, good.
And Ken's a lion. Well, he's not a lion. I think he's a rat? He's a rat. He's the rat, but he is a Leo astrologically. So here we are.
You know, get along really well, you know, these two.
Let me tell my audience, my listening audience, and I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on in such short notice. Let me tell everybody that this Saturday, February 18th.
No, it's a Sunday.
Oh, excuse me. Sunday, February 18th at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa. The doors open at 5 o'clock, and we're going to be celebrating the Year of the Dog. It's a special, special event that's put on by the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. And like I said, it's going to be at the Veterans Hall. And also, if you want to get tickets, you can go to the Asia Market. You could also call Nancy Wang, and I will have all that information on our website when we get home to make sure that everybody has that information. Is there any last words you'd like to say, Nancy, before we say goodbye?
Yes. Also, this is actually, it's a line up the celebration connect with the city Santa Rosa. This year is our 150 years celebration for city Santa Rosa.
Oh, really? So 100 and, oh my goodness.
150 years for Santa Rosa. Then we are, you know, kind of line up of the event. Our Chinese New Year is the first one to kick off for celebration.
Well,
it's pretty honored to have that. And that's why you see our flyer with the Santa Rosa celebration 150 years logo there.
Well, I mean, it's just wonderful. Well, that's it. We are a community. We're a community of people, a community of diverse people coming together, getting. I love that song, Getting to Know You, Getting to Know All About You. So thank you, Nancy Wang.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope to see everybody on the 18th Sunday at the Vet Building. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my dear friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a community we live in. You know, when you really think about it, I mean, there's so many wonderful women that are heading so many wonderful projects. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, the women step up and the men follow. So we want to thank all those guys that are behind us. I mean, it's kind of neat. Well, you know, I usually talk about things that I've done over the week, and I have to say that I have to do a special shout-out. I had a group of friends come over on Friday night, and we all watched the Gloria Allred film. And I'll tell you something. It's on Netflix. Every woman needs to watch that. It was so inspiring. And, you know, it's really interesting. We do the pledge. Our self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of us. And when you watch Gloria Allred, you see that in action. I mean, she just gets out there. She just speaks out, says her mind. And all these women that are coming forward, you know, that she's been taking care of. And, you know, one of the things, it's Black History Month, and one of the things that I want to do is I want to to do a shout out to a woman by the name of Anita Hill. You know, I remember when I was watching when they had the hearings about what was happening with her when they were, I believe it was a Supreme Court justice they were appointing that she had some issues with. It felt like that woman just stood all alone. You know, they just made her look like she was the biggest liar in town, you know, and so it's so amazing that today we have the Me Too program where women are coming forward. We have the Time's Up program. Time's Up. Stop it. Women have got to have equality. And also here we are in Black History Month, and when you look at all the things that we move forward with and you see what's happening today, it's almost like there's a rope going around people saying, come on, let's go backwards. And I say, no, we must go forward. And that's why it's so important to celebrate. It's Chinese New Year. We celebrate our Chinese sisters and brothers. Black History Month, we celebrate our Black brothers and sisters. Women's History Month, we celebrate our women's sisters. You know, if these are celebrations to acknowledge the diversity of our world and that we need to bring forward more and more people of diverse. You know, it's really interesting. Black History Month is so fascinating to me. I remember when I went back to college, it was in 1970, and I was 30 years old at the time. And I'll tell you something, I was an airhead. I had no idea that we even had women's suffrage. I mean, education is so important. I had no idea the issues around Native Americans and how we annihilated them. I had no idea about what the Black population went through with slavery and all the different emancipation things that were supposed to happen. And here we are in 2018, and we're still struggling with that? I mean, the Blacks, Petaluma Blacks are celebrating 40 years of community service. And I'm sure in the last 40 years, they've had 1 minute of hope and the next minute of no hope and then the next minute of hope and the next minute of no hope. I think of those dreamers, you know, when all of a sudden the president says you're safe and then now they're saying they're unsafe. I mean, all the things that are happening in our culture with our diverse populations, you know, as women, as people who bring forward life, we have to stand up against this. We have to say no. We are all children of the earth. You know, we have the daffodils are coming up. You know, the daffodils are yellow. I have pink roses. I mean, all over the place you see diversity. And that's why it's so important that we celebrate and we acknowledge all these different cultures. You know, it's really exciting to me. Well, I have another announcement to make. There's a real important event going on at the Living Room that's going to be tomorrow. And I really encourage as many women that can go out there as can. It's going to be at the Friedman Center at 4678 Mayette Avenue in Santa Rosa. It's free. And it's a luncheon. Of course, they're going to ask for donations because it is a fundraiser. But the most important thing is that we show up and we support these women, because the Living Room takes care of women that are homeless with children. I mean, it just breaks my heart when I think of a mother. I mean, can you imagine what it must be like to be homeless, especially with a child? I mean, it's hard enough when you're on your own, but with a child, you know, there's a word in Yiddish called oy vey, and that's what I say when you have to have a child out there with you, homeless, no home, hard to go to school, all the different challenges. And the Living Room provides a very important service. So that's going to be tomorrow, February 13th, from 11:30 to 1. It's going to be at the Friedman Center at 4676 Mayette Avenue in Santa Rosa. It's a great opportunity to not only to donate a little money to a good cause, but also to hear and understand. You know, you hear so much gossip about homeless people, like they're drug addicts, they do this, they do that. You know, you got to go to the source. You got to go to the people and understand. You know, it's just like an immigrant. Why would they come over here? Because they're trying to better their life. Why is somebody homeless? Why are they going to the Living Room? Because they're trying to find some sort of safety net for themselves and their children. And a lot of these women work. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So once again, that's going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, February 13th, from 11 to 1 at the Friedman Center. And it's going to be a fundraiser and a free lunch for the Living Room here in Santa Rosa. And a special shout out to all the counselors that work there. It's a wonderful, wonderful group of people. Well, there's a lot to think about and a lot to do here on Women's Spaces. And let's talk a little bit, because February is Black History Month, or it's called National African American History Month. It's an annual celebration of achievements by Black Americans and a time for reorganizing the central role of African Americans in U.S. history. The event grew out of Negro History Week, the brainchild of noted historian Carter G. Woodson and other prominent African Americans. Since 1976, every U.S. president has officially designated the month of February as Black History Month. Other countries around the world, including Canada and the United Nations, also devote a month to celebrating Black history. You know, the African American culture, we have no idea how much they have contributed. I mean, I hear they even built the White House, for God's sake. Well, in 2018, we have a very interesting theme, African Americans in Times of War, and it commemorates the centennial of the end of the First World War in 1918 and explores the complex meanings and implications of this international struggle and its aftermath. The First World War, listen to this one, folks. This is so amazing, was initially termed by many as the Great War, the war that would end all wars. God, didn't anybody pay attention? I mean, we're still warring. We're still warring. You know, what I do during Black History Month is I try to explore and look at all the different African American women and the impact they had. And I came across some that was so surprising to me that I was just astounded. As president of the national organization, now Sonoma County chapter, I want to honor one of our co-founders, feminist civil rights lawyer, Dr. Pauli Murray. She was an African-American civil rights activist who was arrested for refusing. Now, this is before Rosa Parks, to move to the back of the bus in Pittsburgh, Virginia. 15 years before Rosa Parks' bus protest. And she organized the restaurant sit-in in Washington, D.C., 20 years before Greensboro sit-in. And Greensboro was when they had the Walgreens restaurants that there was a big sit-in. She was one of the most important thinkers and legal scholars of the 20th century, serving as a bridge between the civil rights and women's rights movement. Reverend Murray was a feminist ahead of her time who challenged race and gender discrimination in legal, societal, academic, and religious circles. And yet today, not many would recognize the name of Reverend Dr. Pauli Murray, let alone her incredible impact on American law, civil rights, and women's rights. As a Black lesbian, feminist woman, Pauli Murray has been almost completely erased from the narrative. And I agree, it is time we recognize her. Because as women, if we do not come together and recognize the contributions that each one of us made, whether you're old, slim, Black, white, green, it doesn't matter. These are contributions that were made. And I am definitely acknowledging Dr. Pauli Murray and thank her as president. It's amazing. You know, when I found this out, how come I don't know this? Why isn't it in big bold letters in our own website on the National Organization for Women? So we're going to do something about that. I want to give a quote from her. It's something to think about. That's what I characterize it. If one could characterize in a single phase the contribution of Black women to America, I think it would be survival with dignity against incredible odds. Dr. Pauli Murray, Black Women, Historic Tradition and a Challenge, 1977. Amazing. Amazing woman. Well, we're going to take a little musical break. And the song I'm going to be playing is called Ella's Song. And it's a piece written by Dr. Bernice Johnson Reagan and performed by the famous group Sweet Honey and the Rock. But I found another one that I really thought was really great. And it's by a woman by the name of Anna Frith. I always try to find something different. And let me tell you a little bit about Ella Baker. I first heard about Ella Baker from Van Jones. I don't know if you remember him from the Ella Baker Center. And I began studying her, and I was so impressed. I thought, what a bright woman, so intelligent. But at the same time, just like Dr. Polly Murray, you know, they had two things going. One, the hardest one of all, as Shirley Chisholm said when she was asked, but I asked Shirley Chisholm when she was running for president, what was harder, to be African-American or a woman? She said, absolutely a woman. So here we go. Ella Baker was a woman, and she was also African-American. So she's starting out already, they want to throw tomatoes at you. So it's very important that we recognize these women with the obstacles that they went through. Ella Baker was a dedicated civil rights activist who worked with the NAACP, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, among other organizations. Spurred by her grandmother's tales, of slave masters' cruelty, Ella spent her life fighting for equal rights while single-handedly taking care of her niece. A documentary chronicled her story in 1981 called FUNDI, Fundi, the story of Ellie Baker. Fundi was her nickname, which came from the Swahili word for a person who passes down her craft to the next generation. Ella definitely left an impressive legacy behind for us to be grateful for. Well, and here's a good quote from Ella Baker. The major job, she felt was her job with her people, trying to get them to stand up for freedom. I mean, when you think of the civil rights movement, it took courage beyond anything that we could even comprehend. I mean, I think of the young Andy Lopez shooting, when the young people protested at the sheriff's office and they had the SWAT team with guns pointed at them. I thought of what the African-American people went through with guns pointed at them, dogs being thrown at them. I mean, I remember I must have been about 20 years old when I saw that on television. I says, this is happening in my country. So you have to really recognize, you know, Black history is something to be very, very proud of. But let me tell you something, it was not an easy thing to get. And here's what Ella Baker said. The major job, this is what she felt her job was, and also the whole civil rights movement, the major job was getting people to understand that they had something within their power that they could use. And it could only be used if they understood what was happening and how group action, and we'll say community action, could counter violence. Ella Jo Baker. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to go listen to Ella's song by Anna Fritz, and when we come back, I will be talking with Faith Ross and Gloria Robinson, and we're going to be talking about everything that's going on in Petaluma at the Petaluma Museum, and also Black History Month, and I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of stories out of these two ladies about their own stories here in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. So here we go, Ella's song by Anna Fritz.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of Black men, Black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom touches me most is that I've had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. not needing the clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in a number as we stand against tyranny. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my struggles survive. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Well, I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. I will bow to no man's word. We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
Right. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. That is such a true statement. Now I understand a little bit better. I get so anxious about things because I want to see things change. You know, it's so slow change. It's too slow. Come on. I'm 78 years old. From the day I was born, there's been war. Don't you think it should stop? I mean, come on. You know, what are we, a nation of life or a nation of death? I mean, how many billions are we putting into the budget this year for war? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. So we who believe in freedom must never rest. And there's many, many wars going on. Anyway, for you just joining us, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. And I want to remind my listeners, the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guests, Faith Ross and Gloria Robinson. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elaine, for inviting us to come in today. We're really glad to see you and Ken again.
Well, it's interesting. I'm beginning to think you're kind of our regulars, you know, regular wonderful women to come and talk about Black History Month and also what's happening in Petaluma with your organization. So yeah. Let's start. Let me tell you.
Yes, Gloria. I want to thank you, too, for having us here again. I was very excited when I got the phone call that we were coming again. Thanks for Ken and you for letting us be a part of today.
Well, you're a part, you know, and I'll tell you something. One of the best things that's happened to me on the Community Rights Commission is that I did meet Faith, you know, that I began to realize all the wonderful things that she's, you know, involved in. I hear her name has come up in so many places that it's just amazing. So let me tell our listeners a little bit about you ladies. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
And then correct me. I know I made a little mistake with Gloria, and I'm really sorry, but that's okay. We're going to correct it right now. Well, along with her work with the Human Rights Commission, Faith Ross is currently involved in her community. She's one of the co-founders, I believe, of the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development, PBCD, which is doing a really interesting display for Black History Month at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum. And she's also part of the Petaluma Christian Church. A native of California, but raised in Louisiana, Ross graduated from Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with a degree in business Administration. She retired from the Auditor's Assessive Office at the county. Oh, I didn't know you worked for the Assessor's Office at the county.
I did.
Well, that's amazing. For God, for a long time, she continues to learn new and different things. What are you doing right now, Faith? What is your occupation?
Well, right now I'm retired, but for I guess almost 9 months, we work on the Black History exhibit and on our activities for Black History Month. And so we're still trying to get all of that to come into this year to get it finished.
Well, it's really, I've been out to the Petaluma Museum, and it's just amazing some of the work that you've done, especially last year. I mean, when you look at the history, especially in Petaluma, you say to yourself, God, all that has gone on in our community. It's just amazing. Well, Ross also has been a curator for several successful exhibitions at the museum, including Women Who Fought for Civil Rights and the Many Faces of Petaluma, the ethic, natural cultural diversity of our city. How did you ever get involved in evolved with all this stuff, doing these displays?
Well, actually, Gloria Robinson was on the museum board before I was, and when she got ready to get off the board, she said, Faith, you have to get on because we need to have that representation on there. And so I said, okay, not really realizing what that really meant. And so after being there for a while, the president, Joe Noriel, was there, and he wanted to do an exhibit about Blacks, and it was called Journey of Faith. And so with him trying to do that, you know, and we had a lot of history. And so we kind of took it over from him, our group, Petaluma Blacks for Community Development, and looked at what he was trying to do and brought in a lot more information about Blacks in actually in the United States and also in Petaluma. We were able to find out that there have been Black people in Petaluma since the 1800s.
Well, that's really interesting. And, you know, Gloria, let me tell our listeners just a little bit about Gloria Robinson. She's a longtime member of the community and one of the founders of the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development. Gloria, talk a little bit about what was the motivation behind the organization that all of a sudden you decided that this was needed in Petaluma?
The motivation behind the organization was the fact that we lived in a community that was completely Caucasian, and it was nothing going on, going on for the children in the community. So we got, you know, as different families moved to town, I introduced myself to them, and we all got together and decided that, hey, we would like to do this in the community, share Black history with the community. Well, a lot of people, when they see the word Black, they think that it's just for us as Black people. But no, that's not what it was all about. One of the things it was about to share our culture and let them know a little bit about us, because if you don't know me, how can you not like me?
So, exactly. No, I mean, that's the whole thing, is that coming together.
Yeah,
that's what, you know, that's what's so important about understanding diversity, that
right.
We are a diverse community, and familiarity, when you become familiar with someone, you're not as frightened of them.
Right.
You know, because they're just like you. I mean, you know, maybe the color of the skin is different, but so, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Right. But the person, the human being. Well, let me just tell just a little bit more about Gloria, because you're so fascinating to me. By the age of 26, she was married with 4 children. Her husband brought the family to San Francisco, then Marin County, and finally to Petaluma. It was in Petaluma that she became active in the community. She was one of the first appointed members. And this is so important, because next month is Women's History Month, and I'm going to have Gloria on again. In fact, there was the parade that happened about 40 years ago here in Sonoma County, and there's a picture of Gloria, but she's way, I can't believe that she's on the edge where you could hardly see her, but you really know that's her. So it was in Petaluma that she became active in the community. She was the first appointed member to the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women, where she coordinated the Women of Color Task Force and developed the Women of Color section for the 1980 CSW report, and that was the NAACP also there included in their report. Is that true?
No, the NAACP recognized me for that.
Oh, okay. So you were recognized. Okay, so I had a little misinformation. So you were recognized for doing this report by the National Organization of Advancement of Colored People.
Right.
Wonderful. We've got that straightened out. Well, welcome, Gloria, and welcome, Faith. And just great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about yourself that maybe I missed?
Well, Gloria really is the founder of our group in Petaluma. She was the one who had the idea that we should become a group, and she shared that information with us. And so as community members, we decided that we wanted to stay together and really to share, because we were bringing up children in Petaluma, and we wanted them to be proud of their heritage also, just as the other races of people who were there, their children were proud of their heritage. And the schools don't always teach Black history. Now, Black history is a part of the American history, but it's not recognized as much as some of the other races or ethnic groups are. And so it was our determination to bring our history into the forefront also, and so that our children would know that. And so it's taken a lot of research and stuff on our parts to try and find out some of this history, because it's not really known. The kids don't get that in school. And so we had to be the ones to do the research and to have our children do research also.
You know, it's like I said, when I went back to school, all of a sudden they had Black history, they had African American history, they had Mexican American history, they had women's history. You know, that's why they started the Women's History Project, because there was no history. I mean, even now, as I go through and I do my discovery, like discovering that here one of our co-founders of NOW was an African American woman, and how come we don't know that? How come that isn't up there, you know, with all the things? So it's really interesting. Did you have any particular challenges, Gloria, that you remember in starting the organization? Was it a simple process, or what was it like for you?
For me, it was fun. It wasn't a hard project at all, because to meet new people as they move into the community and tell them, you know, what my ideas was, and everybody was on the same page as me. They wanted to, yeah, let's do it, you know. And no, I don't think it was, you know, a problem.
Well, it's definitely another example of a woman taking charge and saying, look, we need something for the community. We need something for our children. We need something to be known, and women step up. I mean, that's just the way it is. Well, talk a little bit about Black History Month. What does it mean to you, and what do you think it means to the community? And also, I understand that this year, although they have a different national theme this year, here in Petaluma, it's called Reflections, Looking Back, because you're celebrating 40 years. Well, hey, you know, that's like a marriage, you know.
That's a long time.
40 years. I mean, that's what you call a commitment with a capital C. So talk a little bit about that, you know, about the community and why you think it's so important with Black history.
It's really important for us to be able to share our history and culture, but also being together as a group for 40 years is a major thing, because there are a lot of organizations that pop up but really don't survive, because the people who are involved don't have that commitment, and we've had that commitment to share. And plus it's made a bond between us, not only for sharing our history and culture with the community, but also as people, us getting to know each other and becoming our little community within the larger community. And so that's been really the bond that's kept us together. I think also trying to find ways that we could get our Black History Month activities within the community, because financially you have to have money in order to do that. You have to have money to rent the community center or the veterans building or wherever the programs are. And so coming up with ways that we could go out into the community and actually ask for money from local companies or from organizations. And then we started to do the jazz concert about 6 years ago at the museum. And so that is a major factor for us in finding the money to do this.
Well, you know, it's interesting about, I was reading about the jazz culture, the jazz event that you folks have. And what was so interesting to me was to actually recognize how influential African-Americans were in jazz.
Jazz.
I mean, mm-hmm. you don't realize where our music, I mean, you know, one day I was listening to President Trump, you know, he's going to send all these people back, you know, before you know it, they'll be sending me back. You know, I'm only a first generation American, you know, mm-hmm. I mean. And I thought to myself, yeah, go send us back. You know, look at all look what the blacks did for the country. Look what the Hispanics did. Yeah. Look at the ones who put food on our mm-hmm. table. Yeah, mm-hmm. go send them back. How can you send people back when they contribute so much? I mean, yeah. it's just amazing. Well, your theme is reflections, looking back. So what are a few of the things you're looking back at?
So, some of the accomplishments we're looking back at is like we had the tutoring program for the children. We registered voters. As Faith just shared about the jazz concert, the nice thing, too, about the jazz concert, the person that leads the jazz concert, Dorian Barkley, she was a teacher there in the community, and she's also Afro-American, too. She gives the history of this different songs before they play it. And you know, that to me is very educational, to know who the person was that produced the song and tell a little bit about their life and so forth and so on. So
I know when I go and I produce, you know, do history on songs, mm-hmm. I'm always amazed mm-hmm. who wrote them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so diverse. People really do not realize it. Well, what are some of the? Go ahead, Roy.
And we also had a career day. And 1 year we took we helped with the census in our community. So those are the kind of things we are reflecting back on, all the socials and all the different things we did as a group. And we're really not just a group. We're an extended family, you know. If you hurt, they know it and they come take care of you. It's just a blessing to be a part of Petaluma and that community.
Well, it's amazing that you've done something like that. I mean, that you brought your people together like that for, mm-hmm. you know, for to come together and to be part of a community. Mm. You know, we're going to get rid of that phone. Don't worry about it. Anyway, finish your thought, Gloria, what you were saying about the other things that are involved with the group.
Oh, and we also have been involved with serving within the community. I myself have served on the grand jury, different boards here. It's so many of them, I can't take time out to list them all.
Well, you know, what it sounds like to me is that once you form the Petaluma Blacks, all of a sudden there was an entity that people could go to. Mm-hmm. You know, that there was some recognition that there was a black community that we could go, we can get them to serve. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's so important to build the National Organization for Women up in this community again, because we're a national organization, and people, you know, when we have an issue or something happens, they can come to us or we can support other people. You were going to say something.
Yeah, today. That's right. Gloria mentioned the activities and stuff that we individually have been involved in, but some of that also had to do with our schools. We were really concerned about our children in school, and so a part of that was attending school board meetings, mm-hmm. Letting people know what issues we had in the schools while our children were in school, and also getting involved in the community in various organizations and stuff, mm-hmm. and making sure that we were there. In fact, the last, 3 or 4 years, we have been participating in the Butter and Eggs Day Parade within Petaluma. So that's another way that we've tried to let the community know that we're there, we care, and we're involved.
Well, and it's just important, you know, it's important. And I know that oftentimes, I know I belong to one or two progressive groups, and I know oftentimes people say, well, why do you have to join a group, or why do you have to be part of? Well, it's important because it helps to make your voice heard.
That's right.
True.
You know?
And talking about things going on, people need to check the Sonoma County libraries. I cannot believe what's going on. I mean, every library has something for Black history, every single one of them. Right. There's films, there's discussions, and you just go on to the library, www.library.com here in Sonoma County, and you can. There's a listing of all the different things that go on. Right. Well, talk about some of the celebrations and some of the exhibits that you have at the museum.
Museum? Well, right now our exhibit is up for this year, and the theme is Reflections. The exhibit tells the story of Petaluma's Black population since the 1800s, and many people don't realize that Black people were living in Petaluma at that time, but it tells their story. It talks about them. Catherine Reinhardt from the Sonoma County Library has done a lot of the research and stuff for us. And so many of these people are actually buried in the cemetery, in the Cypress Cemetery right there. And one year when one of my granddaughters was 4 years old, so this goes back a few years, we went to the cemetery and actually cleaned off some of the graves that are there. And then we were able to build the history of those people when they came and what they were actually doing. And what was really surprising for me is that many of them owned homes in Petaluma at that time. And they actually had a Black school back then. It was closed after a while because of the lack of students in it. But so that's a part of our exhibit, which is really interesting. And of course, we have another part of it that talks about Obama, our first African-American president.
So before we go into that, I want to give people a little bit of history just to learn about a little bit more about Black history and the role of Black women played. And so we're going to take a short musical break right now. And this is one of my favorite people. It's a Sojourner Truth. I mean, I'm sure everybody. I mean, her poem, Ain't I a Woman, is just one of the most amazing historical pieces in the world. Actually, she was born Isabella Bumfrey in 1797 and passed away in 1883. She was an African-American abolitionist and women's rights activist. I mean, when you think of Sojourner Truth and the Underground Railroad, and to think that she was an activist like this, a Black woman in a time when they were chasing you with guns and pulling you back to the plantation, you have to say, what a woman. So let's go ahead and let's listen to story of Sojourner Truth. You know, and she escaped with an infant daughter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that song, We Believe in Freedom, you know, I when I think of her taking that child and running across, I mean, what courage. What courage. What inspiration. So let's listen to this song about Sojourner Truth. And it's sang by a woman by the name of, no, it's sang by a group called the New Harmony Sisterhood Band. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Faith Ross and Gloria. Oh, my goodness. My mind just went back. I'm sorry, Gloria Robinson from the Petaluma Blacks, and talking about Black History Month. And here we go with Sojourner Truth.
Suffrage, well, they're better homies dead.
Sojourner Truth. Yes. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, in 1828, she became the first black woman to win a case against a white man.
Wow.
And in 1851, at the Ohio Women's Right Convention in Akron, Ohio, imagine, this woman was a slave. Mm-hmm. And she wrote one of the most powerful poems, Ain't I a Woman, mm-hmm. from Women. Oh, just amazing. Well, welcome back. We are talking with Faith Ross and Gloria Robinson from Petaluma. We're talking about the Petaluma Blacks, the community organization. And now we're going to talk a little bit about what is happening to celebrate. What do you want to give me that?
The Black History Program.
Well, here's the Black. Oh, here we go. We're going to have the jazz concert's already gone. And I see it says, a new day, here we go. This is the 40th annual Black History. We'll talk about what's going to go on and what type of events you're going to be having. And also, it looks like there's a new location for the Petaluma Veterans Building. So go ahead and talk about what the celebration is going to be and what it's going to entail. And why do you think it's important for women to go, and why do you think it's important for young people to go?
It's important. It really is important for young people to attend this, because of the fact that there's a lot of history that's told at the Black History programs and stuff, and so we want them to understand their history and be proud of it. But our 40th anniversary program is going to be at a new location, which is at the Petaluma Veterans Building, 1094 Petaluma Boulevard. The program is free and open to the public. It's going to be on Saturday, February 24th, and it starts at 5:30. One of the things that we're going to do at 5:30 is like a reception. And there will be a video showing a lot of the activities and things that we've done as a group over the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. The program will start exactly at 6 o'clock, and we will have some entertainment and some educational segments. But Lynn Woosley will be there. Congratulating us for 40 years. She's been a big supporter of our group for a long time.
That's Congressman Lynn Woosley.
Yes, Congresswoman Lynn Woosley. We will have some students from Sonoma State performing, and also a young group of elementary age students from Sebastopol will be there. But the big thing for us is our film, that we have six people that were actually most of them were founders of our group, but we have a person from the second generation. We actually up to three generations of Petalumans, Black Petalumans, who actually participate in our programs. And so we have one person from the second generation who has been filmed, and also one from the third generation. So it should be really an interesting video to see.
So you have the display at the library.
We have the display
at the museum. And then you're going to have this special event.
Yes, we have our Black History Program, and this is our 40th anniversary program.
Well, that's, you know, and everything, we will put everything on Women's Spaces.
Okay.
Well, we're coming to the end of our segment. Time goes by fast when you're having fun. Right. Is there any websites or anything that you'd like to send people to?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have a new Facebook page. If someone wants to see what's going on and what we've already done and a little bit about our history, go to PetalumaBlacksForCommunityDevelopment.com and you'd see it.
So there's all kinds of information. We'll have all kinds of information on Women's Spaces. Any last words from you, Gloria, that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yes, I'd just like to thank you all again for having us here, and ask the community to please come out and share with us our 40th annual Black History. It's amazing for a town like Petaluma, if you know Petaluma, to have this happening for 40 years. So please come out and enjoy.
Well, congratulations. You know,
thank
it's
you.
Very interesting. I was brought up Jewish, and Petaluma at one time was the home of many, many Jewish
chicken
people.
Chicken farmers.
So, yes, chicken farmers. And so now we have the Petaluma Blacks. Thank you both, Gloria Robinson and Faith Ross, for being on the show and for sharing your wisdom and just for being here. I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope next year that we're all here together again, and I can announce whether I had a boy or a girl.
Great.
I'll be a great grandmother. Anyway, say thank you both for going, for coming here to Women's Spaces. That's it for our show. A special thank you to Faith Ross and Gloria Robinson for being such great guests, and to remind you that we are celebrating Black History Month, and if you go on to our website, www.womenspaces, you'll find out all the activities that are going on. And also a special thank you to Nancy Wang, and remember, on this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial, we're going to be celebrating the Year of the Dog. You know, a special reminder also that Women's Spaces will you can listen to it at 11 o'clock tonight for the rerun. And also I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I love Valentine's Day. It's a day of the heart. I just think it's just amazing. It's just amazing when you start thinking about it. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. I want to remind you once again that the children are our future, to never lose sight of that. You know, it's very, very interesting. And also ask yourself, are we a nation of life or a nation of death? You know, it's an important question to ask and to debate. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
Because a woman in your life.